here is not like that. This is the opening of enrichment. First paragraph is a package that you will bring me, inshallah, next time we are here. All of you should be ready to give a lecture, but at least you will have one long sentence to be an answer to this young boy. He is asking that, what is all the important stuff in that first paragraph, which is opening of this book. Right after that, he said, please control your interest in four. Here we want to talk about the meaning. Now, Susie, read it, please. I believe we are at line 172. Right?
Explaining that in the sight of the beloved, a fault committed by lovers is better than the correctness of strangers.
See, wow, this is illogical. Right? This is not fair. I'm a bad fellow. My good thing doesn't count. And there is this bad fellow. Good fellow, his bad thing counts. No fair. Let's hear that. Yes.
The voracious Bilal, in call to prayer, used from ardent feeling to pronounce Heya as Heya, so that they said, O messenger, this fault is not right now when it is the beginning of the edifice.
O prophet. Everybody knows this story, right? I hope you do. You have to. Okay, the story goes like this, that when Muhammad comes back from Medina in Mecca, they fight and the conquerors will come in. The first thing is to some explosive stuff, firework and stuff. The firework for them is somebody to go at the top of the minaret and declare that we are the winners, Allahu Akbar, and all that stuff. Historically, is a little bit bizarre, because when they come and say, who will do that? Muhammad will say, Bilal, you go up. Bilal will go up. Guess what? Bilal is Ethiopian. So he talks more or less like me talking in Arab. And no matter how hard I will try, it doesn't do. Because for them, the musicality is very important, and they have some notes that is only Arab. One of the words here is the H, which is the beginning of Hay. And that Hay means life. So it's life we are talking about. You could say Hay, but Hi doesn't do it. Each time I say hi, you know, something like torture, because it's supposed to be hi. Okay, not even that. Okay, hi means viva. Imagine the first one who jumps up is not Che Guevara to say viva revolucion. Somebody will go out and say, Viva Revolucion! Viva will be a little bit ridiculous. That's the story of Bilal. And this is the beginning, and everybody wants to show off, so everybody will object that, oh, this is no fair because this fellow, and he wants to go up and say one. He wants to say, Viva Apache! Long live peace! But the way he's going to pronounce it will be Viva le weapon! The weapon, the arm! Because he doesn't say Salah, he will say Salah. So it's the worst example. As if it is chosen, as if it is an story created, I don't know. But how clever it is. They would say, "O Prophet, there is this problem." They would say, "His words, his wrong words are better than your right words, because he's talking from his heart, not the mouth." This is the message. Remember, this is the fourth part of the cake we had, not having the elephant children. One part of it is this: let your heart speak, not your tongue. We don't say beauty is no good, but say meaning definitely makes a difference. The most important part is the meaning. Yes?
O Prophet and Messenger of the Creator, get a muezzin who can speak more correctly. At the commencement of religion and piety, it is a disgrace to pronounce Hay Allah Falah. The Prophet's wrath boiled up, and he gave one or two indications of the hidden favors which God had bestowed upon Bilal, saying, "O base men, in God's sight, the Hay of Bilal is better than 100 ha and kah and words and phrases. Do not stir me to anger, lest I divulge your secret, your end, and your beginning."
See what happened? Something bizarre happened here. I believe as a healthy child, because I believe I kept that boy healthy enough to listen. When his Kevin said, something happened here which was not needed in the plot of the story. That's what I mean, going back, looking at the details. When somebody is telling you a story and there is something that is brought in which is not needed apparently with the story, and that fellow is a master, you should be careful why this is brought in. Some feeling is brought in here which is bizarre, and it doesn't really fit the picture of Muhammad, especially when they are talking about the message this fellow is carrying, which was what? Sulh, salah, the peace, which, remember, look at it this way. This is how Rumi knows all the sides of this brilliant jewel he has creating here. The subject is what? The subject is pronouncing a word correctly or not, and that word is peace. Okay? So we are talking about a peace. This, have it in mind. This fellow is a prophet who has brought what? Islam means state of peacefulness. He even said the most important stuff is, Rumi quoted him that, first salam, then we could converse. Remember the story? Book one, okay? So this fellow is supposed to be a nice fellow. I'm supposed to like this Muhammad. And he has brought the peace. And now is the conversation of peace. And these good fellows, his followers, will advise that we are right at the beginning of building something. Let's make it better. Then what happens in this story? Muhammad becomes angry, and he expresses that anger. It's not needed, because first of all, anger is not good for the picture of the Prophet. Here we are talking about a peaceful conversation. These fellows are good fellows, followers, and they wanted to listen to the better music. But he gets angry. To exaggerate it to a point that I will pay attention enough and not let you ignore it, that in a way Rumi is saying that the Hag will be angry when you prefer the form to the essence. That anger over there, which is a feeling which was not in the routine of the story, she was not needed, but he emphasizes on that anger and say, and what is that anger? The source of it. What is he angry about? This fellow Muhammad is supposed to converse with Gabriel. He's supposed to be the first. What is he angry about?
Their dishonesty.
Pardon me?
Their dishonesty. The fact that they're being false, that they're being dishonest. They have another motive.
Exactly. These fellows are showing a false face in a way. What is that false face? What is the source of that? Let's go back to the parrot and the merchant, remember? Superficially looking at Balal, not connecting to his heart. This is what he's angry about. Because he says, if you are with me, we are supposed to be we. Why don't you see the goodness of him? You're looking at him as a stranger, as a logical fellow. We do not let that happen. We told you, all the children of Haq, for me, are Haq. I don't separate the particles of Haq. They're all beautiful, and I have to discover that beauty. If I'm shouting about something and not paying attention to the heart of that fellow, I'm a provoker. I'm no good. This is what it is. You see, how come that you don't pay attention to the heart? That makes him angry. I would say, you provoke me to bring it open. This is what in his heart is. See, he say, in his mouth is a wrong word. Everybody noticed, right? And I said, in his heart, there is this beautiful stuff. And nobody objected. Everybody knows. But you don't bring it in. He said, and if it comes to you, none of you are better than him, are you? Oh yes, you said you are. This is what makes me angry. He said, you are better than him because you could say, hi. Right? That's the source of anger. The arrogance in you, because you compare the form, and in form you find yourself better than him. When in essence, he is in a place that no one should compete. Because here we are not competing, are we? Are we pushing down the others to be the first? Is this the race like that? So, you didn't pay attention to the heart over there. Innocently, yes, but deep down, because you proved you are better. Just because you could say hi. He said, excuse me, that hi is better than a lot of this hi and hi that you could bring. Sorry that I pronounced all of it bad anyhow. But the form is not the stuff. So pay attention to the anger of Muhammad here is a part of it. Then he will, at the end of it, at the last verse, he will switch it around just a little bit to expand the idea and feeling he was bringing in. Last verse.
If you have not a sweet breath in prayer, go and beg a prayer from the pure.
Stopped and said, okay, I was talking about that.